CFO of the future.
Before she responds, before DG?
Yes.
What I want to check with your department, DG, what backup systems do you have so that, you know, when the other system crashes, the other one will save your information? Because when dealing with the digital information, there is a need for you as a department to have a supporting a system. So you can't just as a government department not have that system. There's no way. Otherwise, it will mean all government the information that you have as the department, when your system crashes, then your whole information is lost.
Yes, Chair. That's exactly what happened. But there are two different systems. There's information that on the budget or whatever, I think it's BAS or whatever, which is not hosted in the department. The CFO will also talk to that. But the information on performance and other things, that's the information that was lost, Chairperson. There was no backup system. Hence, when I joined the department, Chair, I indicated that when I arrived, I was told that it was the license only. But as we went on, we discovered that there was no system in the department. That's what we have been building. Malebu is here. She will explain in terms of what we're doing now, in terms of the backup system and whatever. That's why we are also going to cloud, because information from cloud, you can, even if your system can crash, the information that is stored at cloud will not be lost and all those things. I will request Malebu to respond to that. I know that Mbazima will speak later, but the CFO and Malebu can clarify most of the things, Chairperson. The CFO in terms of how we're going to get the information that you are referring to, and then Malebu will talk to how what we are doing in order to protect the information. And then Mbazima will come in and... Yes,
Does it mean yes. there are no hard copies? Because I'm happy that when you came in, you introduced that, you know, in the department. But what before you came in, why didn't they have hard copies? Because they knew that they didn't have a backup system.
Okay, that's why the department couldn't investigate, because there is no information with regard to those. The CFO will give you more clarity with regard to what were the challenges or what happened. So the CFO will address the issue of the information that we couldn't get and what we're doing to get. And then Malebu will talk to the system. CFO?
Malebu is the IT person.
The IT person, yes.
Okay, sure.
Okay. Thank you, DG. Chairperson and members, at the point of reference to obtain information to be investigated in terms of irregular expenditure, would the irregular expenditure reports that have been audited by AG? When internal audit started with the process of investigation, some of the registers are those that were lost during the period when the system of the department crashed, because they were saved on the server of the department and we couldn't retrieve those registers to be able to obtain the details of the transactions that were audited and were classified as irregular expenditure. What we then did, we then engaged Auditor General. They assisted and provided us with the information that they had to be able to that identifying the transactions and making them available to internal audit. However, for the 3 years, AG did not have the information, and we then had to rework the register based on the findings that AG raised emanating from the AG management report, and also requested CETA to open the old bus versions so that we can access those versions to be able to retrieve that information. CETA, what they do, they close the bus versions in terms of the old financial years to eliminate blocking of the bus system, and the information in terms of the transactions where we paid the service providers are archived on our bus accounting system, which is administered by CETA. We have requested CETA. We have managed to request the report from the bus system. What is outstanding is to then be able to identify those transactions that were regarded as irregular from the bus reports and go to our physical archives to be able to draw the supporting documents to this transaction. Thank you, Chairperson.
If I may ask the CFO, what was the reason for your system to crash? Was your info your system hacked? And who was responsible for the safety and security of the information of the department? Because, you know, where I'm sitting, I'm just thinking all these things that you are presenting, that there could be somebody in the department who's sitting somewhere with the information of the department. And one is worried that even now, if I may ask the department, DG, is there someone that you have appointed now to be responsible for the security of the department's information? Because those are the people that we must hold accountable in cases like this. Because if there's no person that is directly appointed to be responsible to secure the information of a department, then when things like this happens, you will blame who? Because if, for instance, if there's a delegated a person, that person will be looking at the system every day and will see if there is infiltration. There's a foreign thing that she or he sees in the system that is happening. And that person obviously should be a specialist, and he will know something is happening here. And for people not to be able to access the system and steal government money, this is important. I think, you know, in some of the departments, the kind of things that I'm raising now has happened, and I'm worried that you know. We need, when we deal with these issues, the IT system, maybe the person that you have appointed, Malibu, will, because we are specializing in the IT, will be able to answer my concerns. So that this CFO, I must not bombard you with things that you are not specializing on. I want to be fair to you.
Yes, Chair Malibu will respond.
Okay.
Malibu? Malevo? I'm not sure. Maybe she's muted. Malevo, I think you're muted. No, we can't hear you. I see the message. Are you not muted? Unless if the host muted you.
Yeah, I think DG, I decided
she said Jefferson, she said she's struggling to unmute. She's hearing. I'm not so sure whether I can call her to connect through my phone, but she says she's struggling to unmute. In the
yes, I saw that.
Yes. Oh, can our IT person unmute her? The parliament IT person can unmute my label. Who is the Lepika Madidi?
My label Kubri.
Okay, can our IT person Nelly, so look at the gadget that Malebu is using, and then unmute her, please. Because I'm raising these things because one way or the other, we must find closure on these matters. We can't be discussing cases about 2010-11. Because if there's somebody, you were hacked, we need to know who hacked the system. If there's somebody who deleted the files, we need to know who deleted the files. We must get rid of deal with these things once and for all. Because this is a move. It would report it to 2010-2011. We must find closure.
Yes, Chair. That's exactly what we're doing. That's why we even went to CITAS, because we felt we're not just going to go to the Auditor General and say we're asking them to pardon them. We have to investigate them, and then we will go if we couldn't do anything after that.
Okay, due to time constraint, don't worry, I want to assist you. Due to time constraints, if you can just give us a formal written report regarding all the issues that I've raised, save time, because we still have another item. We need to deal with the filling in of vacancies, the CGE, as the portfolio committee, as a matter of agency. So it's another item that we need to finalize today.
Thank you, Chair.
Yeah, I will give you 5 days so that we get that report, and we'll see how do we fit you in, so that at least you can be able to do a presentation. We'll fit you in one of the meetings. So that you get to the bottom of this matter once and for all. And I think the other items too. Honorable members, what is your view? This is what I'm suggesting. Can I get your views, honorable members? Because we need to finalize the CGE eating. Man Tula Nani, I'm meeting in Bushu Tinging, Ed, meeting in. Honorable Pony? Honorable Pony? Honorable Masondo?
Yes, thank you, Chair. No, I will agree, Chair, with the proposal that you have made, because also I did notice the issue around reports that could not, documents that could not be found. And my question was going to be, how come the department does not have a backup? But I think what you have proposed now assists them as a department, and yeah, let me leave it at that. I support your proposal and that you are giving the department 5 days to submit according to your request, Chairperson. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm sure in that meeting also, Omalebu must share with us a PD on how is she going to deal with these issues in the near future. I think it would be proper if Ibalwe Phantsi, because now Angifuna ukumxwayekisa, if she was not there in 2010-2011, she must also get enough information from the department because she was not there. So it's fair that we give an opportunity to get to the bottom of the issues being assisted by yourself, DG, and to respond adequately. Honorable Masondo and Honorable Masigo.
Okay, I'm covered by Honorable Boni. I am supporting you.
Oh, okay. Honorable Masigo.
Chair, I'm raising a hand to support your suggestion because of the time constraints, but I also want to request, Chair, that we get given or be furnished with all the reports and the frameworks and the strategies that the department has noted as having as targets that have been met in the 2021-2022 financial year. And if you can get those reports, Chairperson, by Friday, because they have been reported as being complete, I think it will assist us to a great deal. Thank you very much, Honorable Chair.
Thank you very much, Honorable Masigo. Honorable Carol? Honorable Piri. Babu Ngobo. Honorable Makau. Mam Sema.
Thank you, Chairperson. I support your suggestion, Chairperson. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Honorable Makau. Sonyana. Honorable Sonyana. Thank you very much, Honorable Members. DC, I think that this is how we're going to deal with the outstanding questions. Thank you very much, DG. We are giving you 5 days so that you can respond to the outstanding issues and a detailed report regarding this, the IT thing and the IT questions that we have raised. And then we'll invite you so that at least you can get a verbal presentation and members can be able to engage on those verbal questions. And even the outstanding questions, Mbazima, you can also write them down. And then when you come to the portfolio committee, you'll be able to respond and to other questions that Honorable Masondo and Mam Sengwa have raised. Yeah, we can excuse you, DG, and your department, so that we can continue our meeting. Thank you very much, DG.
We'll submit the report. Thank you.
Okay. Nelly, so the next item.
It's finalization, Chair, of the establishment of the subcommittee to deal with the filling of vacancies in the CGE. Thank you, Chair.
Gratitude, your release.
Yeah, honorable members, last week we did discuss that there are vacancies in the CGE. There are two part-time vacancies posts that you need to fill as the portfolio committee. And previously in the last term, I chaired two ad hoc committees to fill in those vacant positions the CGE of commissioners. But this term, the presiding officers took a decision that we are not going to, since CGE is reporting to the portfolio committee. The portfolio committee must be responsible for filling in those vacancies. So last week we presented the letter that was coming from the speaker, and we gave Dr. Tembe, our legal person from Parliament, to go and our staff members to go and retrieve information so that we know how do we then establish the committee that is going to deal with the to act as a panel, whether we want to establish a subcommittee or the whole committee will be responsible for it. But looking at the composition of the subcommittee and the who must be part of those that panel, opposition parties must be represented. The ratio of how many members Babu Tembe, we have checked with the staff that we are going to, because now when we're dealing with the NYDA, we were with the NSOP, which then they form part of the subcommittee. But now ECGE is reporting to us directly as a National Assembly. So the portfolio committee is the one that we proposed and agreed last week that we'll look at it. But we need to check legislation first, Babu Tembe. That's where we need you to assist us. And with the staff, we saw that if it's the portfolio committee, it means all members of the portfolio committee will form part of the that panel. Meaning, ANC will have 6 members, the DA will have 2 members, and then EFF will have 1. And smaller parties will be represented by Honorable Makau, which then we are going to be 11. So it's all members of the portfolio committee that is going to deal with the filling in of those positions. So I will allow you, Dr. Tembe, and Kashifa, our content advisor, to present to us what you have there, and so that the members can be with us and must have the same understanding with us on how are we going to do it, and we adopt that, and next time we are going to sit and see how then do we draft a program. And the members should be aware that we are going to run that process separately from the work of the portfolio committee. When we deal with the vacancies, we will be the panel that is responsible for advertisement and interviews and everything else. So in some of the meetings will be physical. in some of the meetings will be a hybrid. And then we'll want Dr. Tembe to make a presentation, and the staff should also provide us with relevant documents, because some of the of the meetings, I said yesterday to the staff, they need to check the dates so that we submit that program officially and we adopt that program. If they don't have it today, then we'll convene another meeting to adopt that, to look at the program for those vacancies for that responsibility. And then, yeah, that's how we're going to move on. But now let me give Dr. Tembe and our staff members to make a presentation. Who's that first? Gashifa, is it you or Dr. Tembe or Nelisa? Who's that first?
Chairperson, Nelisa has put together a document based on the rules. So maybe Nelisa can flight it and then just go through. It focuses specifically on the establishment of a subcommittee. And then maybe Herman can add anything in addition to that. But that speaks specifically to the rules for the establishment of a subcommittee.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you, Chair.
Nelly?
Can I continue, Chair? This is a two-page document, Chair, that we've prepared for establishing a subcommittee to deal with the filling of vacancies in the CGE, Chair. As a form of background, the portfolio committee on women, youth and persons with disabilities received a letter from the acting speaker of National Assembly advising the committee on the vacancies that currently exist in the CGE due to the resignation of two commissioners and four commissioners whose contract will end on the 31st of October 2022. The acting speaker of National Assembly referred the matter to the committee to initiate the process of filling of vacancies in the CGE in respect to the current and pending vacancies. In terms of the legal prescripts and the rules of the National Assembly, Section 3 of the CGE Act number 39 of 1996 empowers the National Assembly to initiate the recruitment process and for the President to appoint a person nominated by a committee of the National Assembly composed of members of parties proportionally represented in the Assembly as member of the Commission. The committee has an option of dealing with matters as the entire committee with all its members, or it can establish a subcommittee in terms of the National Assembly Rule 172.1 and 2, which reads as follows. Rule number one, a subcommittee establishing of the subsection rule number one of the National Assembly rule. A subcommittee is established by or in terms of these rules. A, accountable to its parent committee. B, must carry out its task and responsibility within a policy framework determined by its committee and in accordance with these rules and any directives, guidelines or regulation issued by the parent committee. C, may consult any assembly or council committee or subcommittee or any joint committee or subcommittee. D, may determine its own working arrangement subject to these rules, any directives of the parent committee or the resolution of the House. May only make a recommendation to its parent committee. Must report to its parent committee regularly or when requested by a parent committee. In terms of subsection rule number two, the parent committee of the subcommittee must appoint the members of the subcommittee from amongst its members. May, if appropriate, determine a period within which the subcommittee must complete its task. C must determine the extent, nature and form of subcommittee's reports to the committee and time limits for the submission of a report. D may delegate any of its powers to the subcommittee necessary for the subcommittee to perform its task. And E may instruct the subcommittee to perform any of its functions. In conclusion, Chair, having applied the legal framework and applicable rules, the committee therefore has the discretion and can decide whether to establish a subcommittee or not. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Nelly. Can I get Babu Tembe? Amen. What happened? Amen. Uvanu mwenye
No one, it was only Herman.
Manje kwenza ngaleni ngoba bekhona nemithing.
I'm sure on a network problem, Che.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay, now your presentation here to let's get your inputs.
Sorry, Chair. Sorry for the
okay. Late
response. Okay. Yeah, unfortunately, at home KZN, so the network is not stable. I last year when Nelly saw us was actually now reading the document, then it cut, but I'm back now. So bear with me, I just lost that question. But the basically it's up to the committee to establish a subcommittee. Secondly, I need to point out, because I heard you when you were speaking about the ad hoc committee. Ad hoc committee, it's a political decision, because you can motivate even for an ad hoc committee if you wish to go for an ad hoc committee, because there are factors that have to be considered. You can motivate using the issue of a, like that there is too much workload and other issues, so that the process can be fast-tracked. That is as far as I can comment, because I had only that part, then I lost when Nelly Saw was making a presentation. I don't know other question till I had question from Kashifa, who told me that you are calling me.
No, I was saying to members previously, according to the letter that is coming from the speaker's office, some of these vacancies were done by ad hoc committees, and in the past term, I chaired two of those ad hoc committees, and the composition is the same as how we are in the portfolio committee. So, but at this time, the presiding officers took a decision, because ama vacancies like these ones, the CGE because they are reporting directly to us as the portfolio committee. The portfolio committee must take full responsibility of filling those vacancies. I was just giving you background on what was happening previously and what is the status now, so that they can understand what where are we coming from, in order that they must understand what filling of vacancies this time. Last week we have taken a decision. This is our honourable Masau, no, Mam Shama, they were not part of the meeting last week. So we are doing it for their benefit. At least the DA was part of the meeting, and Sonyane, I'm not sure. By the way, last week you were part of the meeting or not? But we are going. The portfolio committee is going to deal with it. And then I was trying to explain Babu Tembe, must establish a subcommittee last year, NYGA. How did we establish it? How did we constitute it? And then because there was NYGA, NYE, NSOP, NIO, NYGA, EIA, Google, that's why maybe they had it. But now, CGE reporting it direct. So we as the portfolio committee, we are going to be the panel. And then I was explaining with the composition. It's the way we are available, portfolio committee. We need to be 11. The same way we're going to be in the ad hoc committee, we're going to be 11. So it was important, therefore, with all members, the opposition party who are part of this portfolio committee must be present. That's why Honorable Masang Makau, I said Nelly must invite her so that my smaller parties must not say they are not represented, because again, I'm a smaller parties, the way they are in the loan, they are being represented in all committees. So it's important to Guti, as Guti, Gule process, she must be present every time when we sit. IFP must be present every time when we sit. EFF must be present every time when we sit, so that tomorrow they must not say they were not informed. At least you are informing them officially. Mazo was to understand and prioritize, because when we deal with a filling of vacancies, all parties must participate. There must not be no. All parties must be part. So that's what I was explaining, Babu Tembe, for the benefit of members.
Okay, Chair. But I need, thanks, Chair. I get it. I need to explain, because I think the assignment that you had given last week was to consult on the, probably on the representation and the subcommittee, because last, as you said, last time I had dealt with the issue of the Public Service Commission there, the Portfolio Committee on Public Service and Administration had established a subcommittee to fill the vacancies in the Public Service Commission. So the composition there was 7 members. That was the subcommittee. So, okay. And then it was like 4 ANC, then the opposition parties were 3. That is the information that I sourced from the Secretary of the Portfolio Committee on Public Service and Administration. Thanks, Chair.
Oh, okay. Okay, so we have two options, honorable members. The one that Uhemen is presenting now, and the other one of the whole committee dealing with the first one is the one that I presented, that the committee, the whole committee be part of the panel. The second one, the option is the one of establishing a subcommittee according to what the public service has done. It's up to you, honorable members. Can I get your hands? I see the hand of Honorable Masiko. Can I get hands from the opposition also? Honorable Nasigo, Honorable Pony, and Babu Ngobo.
Can I go?
Order, an honorable member. Sonjane?
Thank you very much.
Honorable Makau Mamseng in the meeting, still in the meeting, so that we can also get their views. Yes, honorable Masiko?
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson. Chairperson, I would like to support the proposal that we had discussed last week, and again, it was presented as the first proposal today, that when approaching the filling of the vacancies, we use or constitute the entire portfolio committee as it is established as the panel or the responsible body to conduct the filling of the vacancies. I think it makes more sense, Honorable Chairperson, if we ensure that the entire portfolio committee is part and parcel of the selection process. Thank you, Honorable Chair.
Thank you very much, Honorable Pony.
Thank you, Chair. I also raise my hand to support the first proposal that as a committee, let it be the panel, serve as a panel for this process, Chairperson. The first proposal that was made, I'm supportive. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Honorable Boni. Honorable Masondo.
Thank you, Chair. I support the first proposal that we convert the committee to be a subcommittee as a panel. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, Honorable Masondo. Honorable Mobo?
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, I also don't see anything wrong with the first proposal that you made. I think it also allows for all parties to be involved, including smaller parties. And it also ensures greater representation. Thanks.
Okay, thank you very much, Babu Mabo. Mam Sema?
Thank you, Chairperson. I support the first proposal because there's no one who blame who. Thank you, Chairperson.
Okay, thank you very much, honorable members. What is important also, you need to inform your political parties, honorable members, so that they must know that we are going to deal with the filling in of vacancies for CGE. I think the second issue was that means ANC will be 6, I did mention Kasifa DA2, EFF1, ATM1, and IFP. You forgot IFP, Kasifa. Kasifa, you forgot IFP. IFP will be part of the panel. So we are going to be 11. Babungobo, those who are alternate members, you must know they don't have the right to vote. It's members who are full-time. So you must know that if your members are not part of the meeting, you must take full responsibility of not being part of the meeting, you know, because if you are not being part of the meeting, the party that has deployed you needs to write a letter that you are going to serve as a full member in the committee, and one of the members, like your, in your case, Babungobo, you are three, and you are a part-time, you are a, what did it say? You're not a full-time member. So if it's you who's going to sit in the panel, that means one of your members must be then an alternate and you become the full member. The same as other parties. Honorable Makau must do the same. Inform other smaller parties that this is what is going to happen, so that they must not say we did not inform them. Tina, we are going to write a table of our report on how we're going to deal with this responsibility as the portfolio committee. Thank you very much, honorable members. The portfolio committee has taken a decision that the whole committee will be responsible for filling in of the vacancies of CGE. The committee being converted to be the committee or the panel, the committee or the panel that will be responsible in filling in these vacancies and be represented by parties that are appointed to serve in the portfolio committee according to the rules of parliament. Is there any other thing that we need to present, Kashifa and Nelisa?
No, Chair.
No, Chair.
Okay. And then we are going to have a separate program, and we are going to call you for another meeting just to adopt the program for that that work that we need to do, and then separate from the program of the portfolio committee. So we'll be having the program for the portfolio committee, and we'll be having a program for the work to fill in the work, those vacancies, honorable members. So there must not be a confusion regarding that matter. But I think if we're done, there's no other item. We have come to the end of our meeting. Ineli, can I check with you? If there's nothing, we have come to the end of our meeting. Please finish, members, with all the information previously that we used, and then try to draft those documents correctly. Babu Tembe, we are hoping that Parliament will deploy you to be part of that committee, so that you assist us with legal matters. On that note, we have come to the end of the meeting, and the meeting is adjourned.
Thank you, Chair.
Yeah. Siyabonga ma.
Thank you.
Safe, like,